It's Aaron Drive on the Worst Little Podcast.
Who wants to be famous?
The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the recent past in the Dogwater Studios in the biggest little city in the world. It's the Worst Little Podcast, the award-winning Worst Little Podcast, as voted by Reno News and Review readers. My name is Nick Ramirez, and I'm your host today. Along with me, I got Cadillac Kim, Dogwater Dick in the back. But more importantly, we have a killer band of young troubadours called Aaron Drive.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Welcome.
Yes, welcome.
Hello.
Hey there, fellas.
I hear some music in the back. What was that?
Oh, what a terrible thing to...
Rick!
I was so ready to jump on one of the band members. Why the fuck would you be playing 1920s bullshit right now? God damn it.
Nobody does that but you, Rick.
Yeah, that was Fats Waller.
That's kind of like... Yeah.
Thank you, Fats.
See, for you listening out there, Rick always plays 20s music before our show starts. Keeps the mood downstairs kind of light and happy.
It's kind of unifying. Everybody likes that bullshit.
Yeah, and it's old and you don't hear it all the time. It's special
it's
to Rick's
confusing.
House.
I remember walking in the first time, and I'm like, what is this? Yeah. Is this like a 1920s speakeasy?
This is your great, yeah.
That's the feeling I'm going for.
It's your great-great-grandma's music.
Well, yeah. The first time I walked in, Rick was listening to some like crazy orchestral shit that was like the sounds of like the... Bombs of Hiroshima, whatever that was.
Penderecki's Serenity for the Victims of Hiroshima.
Yeah, that's what he was listening to when I walked in for the first time, and I was like, what?
You guys, I played it.
That's our former
the...
intern, Ian, speaking
hey there,
now, folks. Production assistant.
Production assistant,
now.
Ian.
And Ian, you brought these guys into the band, right?
Yeah.
Studio, right?
Yeah, brought them, what was it? We recorded a... Four, five song EP?
Yeah, five? I don't know.
Yeah,
I
don't something know. Four or five, something like that.
Nice.
A couple weeks ago.
Is that out?
Yeah, it is.
Is it out now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's on SoundCloud.
All right.
Cool. Yeah, you can find it on their Facebook page, Instagram, bio, all that stuff.
I will make sure to link.
Cool.
That
you
in
produced
this
week's
it.
Block.
Already.
Yeah, I Rick helped me out, but yeah, we did the whole thing here in like
it was
2
all,
days.
It was all in Ian's hands. That was not what was supposed to happen.
Nope.
You can edit it out.
Oh no! Here it is, right here.
Yeah, this one right here. So this is the first time I ever show up to the podcast. This is what's playing.
No.
Yeah, and I'm just like, oh god,
with
what
the happy
fuck
face
did
in
I
the
get
yard.
Myself into
the ginormous happy face in the yard, and you're walking out.
Yeah.
And you're
all like, shiny. This murder music. For
you
sure.
Think that it?
Come on in. No, come on in. Really? We got
exactly.
Popsicles.
It seems like it's getting going somewhere, and it's not. This
no.
is where it stays for 9 minutes.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Who is this
like
artist?
Out of the shiny.
Krzysztof Penderecki.
Yeah. Oh.
He's a modern Polish composer, and he makes all the music from The Shining when it sounds like bugs crawling on
yeah.
your skin.
Yep.
That was Penderecki.
That sounds
okay,
very
yeah,
Shining-esque.
Makes
but it's,
sense.
And it's a really great filler for like, oh, and then I went on a date with somebody like last night, and they kind of creeped me out a little bit. They wanted to know, like, if they could borrow the keys to my car.
So I said, what do you need to do? And they said, it just got
so
creepier
like
from there.
You got to do the face, too, when, like, you know.
He said, give me the keys.
But yeah, this...
Just give me the keys to the car. Don't ask questions.
I'll be right back.
Yeah. So yeah, enjoy that, you guys. Anyway, but yeah, it's 9 minutes and it sounds like an anxiety attack.
Yeah, essentially.
So there you go.
And then you meet Dogwater Dick and see all his crosses everywhere.
Yeah, you know, it was a very weird experience to walk in here.
Rick, how many bodies do you have under the house?
And Just so you know, dude, the crawl space here is huge. And you can kind of walk around down. It's not small.
The thing is, you've told me that before, and now you're telling me all this with the music. You've got some bodies down
You know,
there.
Nobody has ever gone missing here.
Except for that one murder rock show.
Oh, yeah, there is that.
Totally. When Rory was missing.
I don't know
missing.
Where Rory is this week either, but yeah.
Maybe
went to Murder Rock again.
He's doing new job stuff at Headquarters
Bar.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, he's going to be doing a lot of booking there. So
that's awesome.
So hit our brewery if you want to play at our good friend's bar headquarters. Yeah.
Oh, hell to the yeah.
Let's introduce this band.
Oh, yeah. There's a band.
Ian, where did you find these guys? They're so young.
Yeah, so it was
and yet they shred.
It's kind of a weird situation how we met. So I had access to the studio at UNR last summer. And I just kind of posted on my Facebook page, like, hey, I'm trying to record whoever I can. It's free recording time. Just come in. I need the practice. You get the free recording out of it. And my friend Dan Lopes tagged their old drummer's dad on the Facebook page. I actually recorded their old drummer's dad first, and then they came in like a couple weeks later. And we recorded the EP last summer, and then
that was at UNR.
Yeah. And then a kind of a similar situation I posted on Facebook because I talked with Rick and he was like, if you can get a group in here, I'll let you record. You know, we'll get you set up and then I'll just leave and you guys can just bust
and
it
Ian's,
out.
Ian's set up the studio like 100 times for the podcast.
Right.
So he knows where everything is. He knows how it all works. And so I'm just like, fuck, dude, I'll just fucking leave.
Yeah,
and then the times he wants to mix is when I'm at work. So it really worked out well.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Because I work midnight to 8 a.m. So I would get off at 8 a.m. and then just come here while he had to work and I'd mix. And it worked out perfectly.
Wow.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear it. We'll
interning actually
pays
off,
into something,
huh?
You know?
Oh, yeah. Good for you, man.
And their album sounds great. Or it's
good
like,
for
it's
you
not
guys.
An album. It's like four songs, right?
Five
songs.
Five
songs.
Six.
Yeah.
20. 26 and counting. Yeah.
Oh,
just
right on.
Let's go around. I got a couple of questions for you guys.
All right, let's go around and get everybody's voices. I got Jaden over here on bass. Say hello.
Hi.
Hi, Jaden.
Short and sweet. Sterling.
Hi, I'm Sterling. Hi.
Guitar, rhythm or lead or both?
Both.
Okay.
You were so much louder before the show started.
Zach's over here.
Hello. I play guitar and I sing.
All right, and downstairs?
Yeah, I'm Jacob. I play drums, kind of. Not really.
You sound pretty good to me, I think.
Yeah, I do.
Thanks. Right on.
Awesome.
And Chewy will be joining us shortly, so you guys will finally get to meet a real live Wookiee. Yeah.
I'm right next to the door, so I'll be like, hey, someone's here. Shout it out.
Oh, man. Ooh, that was juicy.
Okay,
that was a Chewy burp.
You guys can't, no drinking beer. You're
no
all underage.
Beer.
Yep.
We promise there's no beers.
Jokes on you.
I'm
already drunk.
Oh, yeah. Have we mentioned
that? I'm drunk right now.
We can't stop you from what you do before the show.
I love that I have former interns here to do beer runs for me, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
We miss nice. That when you...
We
when,
do miss that.
I started to say when you guys aren't here, but Brandon already left, so it's just Ian.
Oh, didn't Brandon leave? Oh, bummer.
Yeah, so, I mean, I can go on a beer run all else fails.
No, you're fine. I'm just teasing. I love it. We need new interns to boss around, though.
All right on.
So tell me, is this your first recording? This is your first album that you've put out?
Yeah, we did, like with Ian before, we did like three demos. And then I saw that he's working in an actual studio now, so...
Cool.
Thought, why not? Yeah.
Where did you record those? Just like in your room or like?
I was at the studio at UNR.
Oh, the UNR studio.
Yeah, that's right.
We went over this, Kim. Yeah.
Sorry, I missed that part.
And they were like,
I tune out when he's talking too.
Yeah, you know, it kind of drones.
This is kind of.
But it was just kind of like a little demo, you know. Mm-hmm.
It was part of Tom Gordon's class, right?
Well, essentially, I just had access to the studio after his class for the whole summer, and I was like, well, if I have access to a studio, I'm going to use it.
Mm. Yeah.
Get as many. I recorded like a world music group where it's like, you know, seven different types of drums.
Wow.
So that was like, okay, what the fuck am I going to do here?
I'll teach you.
Yeah. And then.
I watch language.
That's a dumb rule.
And then, you know, then some like other singer songwriter stuff. But then, like, having these guys come in, it was like the real, like, hey, I got a full band to record. And then, actually, our first day, we get everything set up. We're set to go. We go through one take of the scratch tracks for the song. And then a lady from UNR comes in to the recording studio and is just like, hey, guys, I'm really sorry, and I forgot to tell Tom this, but the Reno Opera has booked this entire wing.
Oh.
So you can't be here. Yeah, you can't be making noise. Sucks. So then it was like, man, your dad, your parents
was she
literally
that
just
up
dropped.
That they just didn't like your music, or was this real?
No, it was real. Like it was real? The opera was there. I had seen people, but like nothing had been posted on our like you know community page for the recording group. And it was like, okay, cool. I'm just gonna go in and have this recording session. So then we set everything up, got one take, and had to tear everything down, get their parents to come drive back across town to come get them, and it was just a mess.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
We were kind of dumb when we recorded that. instead of getting some versatility, we decided to bring only my amp.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
both record on it, and it was not the best.
Well, you learn from your mistakes.
Yeah, you live and you learn, you know?
You guys
glad
are...
I wasn't in that band.
Okay.
We'll tell all the audience, you all under... 17 is the oldest age, right?
Yeah.
Okay, 15 is the youngest, right?
No.
16,
all
I think.
16 and 17. Hey, oh, okay.
I'll be 18 in like 2 weeks.
Well, isn't that the age of consent in Nevada?
Yeah.
We can cuss around these guys.
We just probably shouldn't ask, you know, certain questions during the quiz.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wait, there's
certain images.
Yeah, you better be taking notes. There's a quiz at the end.
And what about your folks, Aaron Drive? What about your parents? Are they going to be upset with us if we do more like our normal show? Or should we treat you with
the situation.
Oh my god.
No. I got yelled at about 10 minutes before we left to come here because I said shit.
Well, see, okay, look, you just broke the rule. You said a naughty word.
So we'll beep that out.
Now we're done.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, hey, you guys are musicians.
Yeah, come on,
don't
get used
to it.
Don't worry.
Oh,
see, look, that little girl can cut.
That little
girl.
Not a single one of our songs.
She got permission.
Nice.
They did.
We cuss in your garage all the time. They never say anything.
Man, if that's the worst thing you do.
I was 16.
Really messed
we
up
said
shit
horrible
in front of your
shit.
Parents.
I've
never
said
a single
shit to.
My parents have met you like 3 times,
it's
I think.
Like, yeah, and every time I say some really fucked up shit, and they never say it.
And they're just like, I don't know if I like that drummer kid.
Do you kiss your mom with that mouth?
No, I don't kiss my mom.
Oh,
tough guy, huh?
Yeah, you're right.
If your mom wanted a kiss, you would fucking kiss her. I'm sorry.
If my mom asked me for a kiss, I'd be really confused.
Well, kiss her on the cheek or something.
Well, I don't know. Like, my family parents. Doesn't.
They're just not affectionate.
Not a touchy feely family.
No, we don't like hug or kiss. We don't even say like I love you to each other.
Hug or
like,
kiss.
We're a weird family.
Man.
You need more contact with your parents.
German
it's just
or?
Weird family, dude.
No, it's just I don't know. We have. Our bonding time is us yelling at each other.
Oh,
and
no.
We're so good.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
So
no, but it's not bad.
She's definitely
not going
like,
to listen
to
this.
Like, the more I yell,
like, playful yelling.
Yeah, no, no. It's like playful yelling. Like, we'll yell at football games. And we'll argue.
That's
fun yelling.
But yeah, okay. But fun yelling. Or, like, I'll roast the shit out of everybody in my family. And they're like, why are you an asshole? I'm like, because you birthed me.
Yes.
The fruit doesn't fall far from the tree.
Oh, I love it. And I love roasts. I do.
Yeah, that's my specialty.
So we should do that. But I think we should
roast.
Have a song.
Oh, definitely.
Yes, let's have some music, and then we're going to roast you.
If you roast Jaden, he's an easy target.
Oh, yeah. Bass players always are.
Okay, what's
it's
next?
True.
All right, Aaron Drive, everyone.
Okay.
Oh, Zach. Oh, I should probably... Wait,
hey, can you hear
wait.
It if I click my sticks?
Yep. Yeah.
Hell yeah, you can.
Oh. We should tune.
Yeah,
yeah we
probably.
Can.
Ah, it's for... Violence.
Don't say it.
Should I not say that?
No.
Can Riku say it? No.
Are we all tuned up?
Just about.
Okay, one quick question. Aaron Drive, what's the significance of that name?
So,
I didn't get it till I saw the album cover.
Here, Sterling will explain it.
Okay. Oh, all right.
He's the only original member.
So, yeah, it started out with me and Keaton. Believe it or not, we were in a English class, and this was one of the only teachers that had a drum set in his classroom. And at the time, I didn't even know that Keen could drum at all.
He still can't drum.
I used to see him beating on death.
Are you in your mic?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah,
I used to see him.
Oh, you hear how much better that is?
Yeah. All right. Sorry.
Let this be a lesson to you, son.
Continue, Sterling.
Okay. All right. I used to see him like banging on the desk and stuff. So I assumed he would be a good drummer and all that. So things just kind of went together. One day after school, I brought my I think I was going on a really, really crappy line six, and it just went off from there. We ended up in a shed on the street Aaron Drive, so it's kind of where it all started. That's why our name's called that.
I think we practiced there for like three times, and those practices lasted like 20 minutes, and then we ended up on a trampoline.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you play on
Little Caesar's pizza?
I know where Aaron Drive
and
is.
And you guys sound like fun.
Yeah, we're boring people.
No, really. That sounds like fun.
Trampolines and Little Caesar's, that sounds like a great day.
It does. Trampoline, best day ever.
Well, let's hear the most interesting part about you, your music.
Hey, Sterling, your tuner's on.
Indeed. Thank you, Jaden.
All right.
That could have been disastrous.
No, it would have been better, believe me. All right, you guys ready?
All right.
Okay. Go for it.
Riku.
Such a little bitch.
I'm good at making fun of things.
Yeah, it's true.
It's true.
You're the best at it. Do you guys like Bad Religion?
Jane loves Bad
Religion. You like? I can see you have an Alice in Chains shirt on.
He is the punk guy.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of Nirvana?
I have a punk tattoo. I like.
Oh, that's right. Jacob
Jaden.
Is too.
Fuck you, Jaden.
Punk. Yeah, let's go around the room. We'll see what your influence is. Who are your favorite three bands? We'll start with Jaden. Yeah.
No Effects, System of a Down.
You don't have to pick three.
GNR. Cool. Sure. Why not?
Sterling.
Chinese Democracy.
I was a big fan of Alice in Chains and not really into them as much as I used to be. Silverchair was a big influence, and definitely Nirvana for sure.
The grunge.
Alice in Chains.
Sick.
Pearl Jam, probably.
Yeah. Even new bands that you like.
See, okay.
Well, we asked favorite.
When
this
I
is
was
your favorite.
When I was a kid. All right, my top three. Okay, the last one is Beartooth. The band called Beartooth.
Okay, yes. I know that band.
So,
great.
Okay, but for like 5-6 years, my favorite band ever was Avenged Sevenfold.
Or fucking Green Day. I used to play Green Day covers in his garage.
Oh, yeah.
I was like 15.
I hate them now.
You changed your mind on that.
Band.
How
oh, yeah.
Green Day covers.
Jacob and I used to be in a band that was just Green Day only.
Oh, shit. Really? Green Day cover bands?
Kind of. Yeah, back in the day,
it,
I thought they
wore
were
out really fast.
Coolest kids ever.
What about our friend and the drummer?
Jacob.
I don't know. I got a couple. Probably my favorite band of all time is probably the Descendants. They're like a punk band.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then Led Zeppelin. And then probably get a lot of shit. Jaden hates him, but I love Blink-182 just because Travis Barker's a god.
Oh, yeah.
And then a fucking shit ton of hip-hop.
I noticed they're a huge influence
on
the,
younger
people. Yeah, for sure.
I love
that's nothing to be ashamed of.
Like, no, that was one of my first albums I bought when I was like 14,
dude, they got a sense
15.
Of humor. They're like,
yeah,
they're,
they don't give a fuck.
Awesome.
It's awesome.
Yeah. Dude, they played with Robert Smith.
And like you said,
all right, Jaden, you can't say anything because you like NoFX.
Fucking awesome.
NoFX beats Blink-182 any day.
Like,
start
I
this.
Like no effects until
where
Fat
are
Mike
you?
I've missed everything. What happened?
Yeah.
Bands. Music.
He's just like kind of like a racist douchebag.
Is he?
Who is?
A new member joined.
I don't know. Like,
excuse
me.
Someone's here. A new member joins.
No, I like their music.
He just
like,
said some stuff.
Huh? He just said some stuff.
Yeah.
He was on drugs when
things.
He said that. Confirmed.
I don't know. Like,
I think they all were.
I think he was trying to be edgy and like whatever. Because you know.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's Kim.
Edgy, you know.
I love Pantera, but dude, the lead singer said some pretty fucked up shit.
Yeah.
Dude, yeah.
And then you're
but
like,
then you know. These motherfuckers drink so much booze, they don't care, you know?
Yeah. Like, they probably don't even realize
rest
what they're
in
saying.
Vinnie Paul, dude. Rest in peace.
Yep.
Yeah.
Pouring out for Vinnie Paul.
Hey, Chewbacca made it. Everybody,
hey.
This is Chewie.
Hey, I saw him before all you guys.
Jacob's already.
So special
didn't
today.
Announce him.
I did. No one heard
did
me.
You?
I just said, hey, someone's here.
There's a lot of people talking.
Yeah.
Took him a minute to get up here.
Sorry. My bad.
How are you, sir?
Good, man. What's going on?
Oh, you know, we're just doing an award-winning podcast. Nobody
cares. Future award-winning band.
I haven't seen Chewie in a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Good to see you, buddy.
Yeah. SoundCloud award-winning.
What I'm in.
This is Aaron Drive. They're on SoundCloud.
What's up, guys?
Hello.
They just played their second song for us, so we're at that point in the
show. I don't
like
it when girls pee on me. I don't.
All right, Chewie's got a beer, but I don't have a beer. Do you need a beer,
man.
Nick?
No, thank you.
I'll be back.
I'm gonna go drink
seconds.
At the Shames later on with the Sloppy Seconds.
Hell yeah! Oh,
right.
Speaking
of punk rock,
I'll
yeah.
Hang out with you there.
Cool.
Let's do it.
Cool. Cool. Cool.
Drew, are you loud enough?
I feel like I'm a little light.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Yeah. Pump it up.
How's that?
Hello. Hello.
There
that's
he
better.
Is.
Hey, someone joins the downstairs.
What's going on over there?
Wait, what happened?
These guys are bumping knuckles over
here.
Yeah. Explorer. It comes with the guitars.
Oh, so how long have you all been a band? You mentioned that there's only one of you that's an original band member.
Originally it was like 2 years ago with him and the other guys, but all of us have, I don't think it's been a year with Jacob even.
No.
Oh, okay. So
yeah,
pretty
I'm
new.
The newest guy.
Yeah.
Pretty new. All right.
Jaden's been here for like a year. The three of us have been here for a while, but Jacob's
cool.
Yeah, I don't know.
Newest.
Wait, I don't know how you guys joined, but I played a show with another band, and then like me and Zach were in a band.
Oh, yeah.
And then, like, 2 weeks after we... Because we played a show together. I played with one band, and then they played with this band, but with a different drummer.
Oh,
and then,
yeah.
Like, 2 weeks later, they're like, hey, you want to play drums with this band? And I was like...
Ian's the best. Right. He just brought me.
That's fine. And then now I'm here. Now we have
nice.
A future award-winning EP, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
From the second-best studio and voted second-best in Reno.
On right. The worst, or on the best worst little podcast.
Yeah.
We should change your name.
And you get a live recording tonight of your stuff, too.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty sweet,
awesome.
Right?
So, yeah, those new tracks you guys just played, you got a recording of them, so.
All
yeah.
Right, that's awesome.
Cool. So don't suck.
So, yeah, those first two tracks you guys just heard, you can't hear on the SoundCloud.
Yeah.
Nope.
So, you got to listen to it exclusively on Worst Little Podcast.
Oh,
yeah.
I love exclusives.
I think, like, three of the songs that we recorded were all newer than those ones, like, we're just kind of playing old songs.
Yeah, right
on.
Well, hey,
yeah,
it's
no,
something
I
haven't heard.
I really liked that last one.
Yeah.
I really liked that last one. That
yeah,
was really cool. I love that
more.
Part, the
yeah.
drumming part.
Oh, that
yeah.
time
yeah.
change
yeah,
was fucking sick.
Super good. Yeah, do you guys have another one?
We do.
Which one are we doing?
Which one are we doing? Are we able to do four or five songs?
You can do
We can do five.
Well, in all that right. case, I was going to use my other bass.
Okay.
Where is it at? It's in
You fucked it all up. God damn it.
I'll be right back.
Oh, sorry. I forgot.
All right. Fuck you, Jaden. Stay there. I'll bring it to you.
All right. He's going to bring it to you.
Fucking Jaden.
Oh, that's sweet. Chewie's got a really sweet watch.
What? You'll trade.
Yep. It's a Fitbit. It was a gift for Father's Day last year.
Jaden. You just like to take it.
So,
try to play Jaden. Lick your wrist and the watch comes on.
Yep. And tells me how many steps I got today.
Sterling kept pointing out. He's like, oh, Not Like This and Dry have so many listens. I'm like, yeah, I know. It's because they're the first two songs. and then it just kind of drops down.
And then everybody gets bored and like, okay.
And Sterling's our biggest fan.
I am our biggest fan.
Do you have a hip-hop song? That would be refreshing.
I can play some hip-hop.
No. Jacob, you're out of the band.
Dude, yeah. Don't make me beatbox.
Come on. I'll
break it out,
play some hip-hop. Check it out.
Oh, dear.
So now we got a new bass.
There it is. Wonderful.
Generic as hell. All
right, tune up. You in tune, Sterling?
I can triple check it so I don't sound...
Sterling, tuning won't help you.
Huh?
Tuning won't help you.
Thanks, Jaden.
So this next song we're going to play is the second song. It's the title track. It's called Dry.
That has a real 90s feel to it. Is that how all grungy. The music's been?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We went around the room. They're very into grunge.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's awesome.
But the first CD I ever bought was Nevermind by Nirvana.
Yeah,
yeah. That's
you can't
quiz
tell.
Question.
No,
the only
not
CD
even.
I own is Frog Stomp by Silverchair.
People still own CDs.
I was thinking Silverchair. When I was here, I haven't heard that in a long time.
Do you collect amount? Them like I collect vinyl?
Yeah, apparently that's
the new thing. The new thing to collect is tapes.
Oh man!
Come on, because
wow. You just want that top quality sound. Oh yeah. God!
It's really a fucking thing. I don't understand. Yeah. I mean, but hipsters.
I got
mean.
Like 300 tapes in my office, like just on a rack. And the cable guy was just in my house for like 7 hours, and a lot of the time he spent in there. And then near the end, he's like, "Are those 8 tracks or are those cassettes?"
I said, "How old
those
was
are
he?"
Cassettes. He was probably young, like 22 or something.
Yeah, those 8 tracks.
I was like, "Those are cassettes." Like, I said, 8 tracks are too old for me, buddy.
And they're a lot bigger. Yeah.
Well, distinctly different.
Oh yeah. 8 tracks were inconvenient.
And if you guys in Aaron Drive want to know what 8 tracks are like, Rick's got a box downstairs.
Yeah.
All right.
Do you really? Can you play them?
No.
He's got the
I had them though, but I got some to,
on 8-track.
I have some reel to reels. I have what's it called? Rolling Stones reel to reel.
It's a real good collection of 78s on Slate in there too.
Oh, no, 78. Now, you want to see some 78s, dude. I got 78s up the butt. I got so many fucking 78s.
My great-grandparents had a good 78
isn't
collection.
Isn't that a record just that goes...
It's 78 RPMs.
Yeah. It's just
and
like
so,
a higher
so it's
definition
a 10-inch,
kind of like a...
But
10-inch
it's not
disc.
On, I thought it was vinyl, but Rick said
vinyl.
It's on Slate.
What?
It's Slate. And
it's made
so,
on stone.
So if you take one of those...
They're so thick and heavy.
Yeah, and if you take one of those and hit it, they shatter like pottery.
No shit.
Yeah, they don't fucking...
Razor sharp.
Yeah, so when you see
around, youngsters,
when you see the movie Swing Kids, in the movie Swing Kids, one of the guys like breaks a record and then cuts his wrist with it. And at the time when I first saw that, I thought you can't do that with a record. And then I thought it's a Slate record, you can fucking totally do that.
Okay, it's
pretty emo to cut your wrist with a record.
That's pretty emo.
It's like the definition.
Well, he was being chased by the Nazis. So.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's
damn Nazis.
I mean,
I know.
You ain't going to let them Nazis get him. He's all, music can kill me.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Can I get a Sieg Heil?
No.
Oh, my
no,
God.
Rico,
no.
God.
Jay didn't let him have it.
And frankly, I'm offended.
Oh, my God, Rico.
Right.
She has no filter.
Yeah, she really
she's
doesn't.
A child. Doesn't. We can't control it.
Is that the ghost that haunts this house? Is it just
offensive
yes.
shit?
That would be
yes,
a better explanation
that's what
for
it. Wouldn't it, though? That's,
I mean,
like your mom.
Oh, okay. I like walked into this house for the first time. I was like, that's a lot of fucking Bibles. And then I walked upstairs and I'm like, that's a lot of fucking Jesus. Oh, my God.
I know. You know? I thought it was like to be funny at first, but then I realized like, that Rick like
really,
is religious
loves
and he loves Jesus. But, and I'm like, okay.
But I do love creepy religious stuff. I think creepy religious stuff is cool. So.
Like, all right, I'm not necessarily religious, but I've read parts of the Bible, and if you don't read it as a religious like text, it's actually like really entertaining.
Oh yeah.
A lot of crazy
it's like,
shit
it's like
going on.
These
in here.
Two people are like this dude just becomes like comes out of dust and it fucking gets his ribbed out and becomes a woman and
dude,
then they
so
get
metal,
you know
man.
Talked by a snake. It sounds like oh my God,
dude,
this is badass.
There's a full on like gay love story in the Old Testament.
There is.
Oh, like there's more than one actually, but
that's pretty gross.
But the dude's one is pretty awesome.
It's actually pretty entertaining. Like
it can
it's
be, yeah.
Cool.
There's like a sex poem in like book
oh,
Psalms
yeah.
or whatever. Oh,
yeah. God's always telling people to sacrifice other people and stuff.
That's true. And there's that.
Yeah, the Song of Songs.
The Bible's metal.
It's totally erotic
like.
Poetry. But it's like, I want to climb up your mangrove and lay my hands on your on your kumquats. Or it's like all in code, but you know what he's talking about.
Yeah, I know.
Thinly veiled code.
Jaden and Sterling know. They both know.
Oh, they really know.
I think that.
You know what's gay is men having sex with each other.
That's true.
I can't disagree with myself from 6 years ago.
I think of all the hosts, you have the most drops.
Oh, it's because everything Chewy says is a drop.
Yeah, and,
I can't play most of them because we have kids on the show this week. I keep looking down the list and I'm like, no.
Plus, it was always a tool for us not to miss him to have him on the show.
Yeah, we're here like half the time.
Sometimes we can do entire shows without you here, just like you're here.
Yep.
So that's a thing.
That'd be awesome.
We should do
that.
We should do one show where it's just Chewy of all his recorded drops.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Him talking to Riku or something.
Wow, Nick, that's fucked up.
You know,
thanks,
I mean, the W's.
Chewy, from the past.
That was me from the present.
Oh. I didn't see your lips anyway. Yep. Wow. Good. Good at mine. Or whatever that. What is that?
Pantomime.
Puppets? Yep.
Pantomime? Yeah. I don't know. Fuck. Big words.
A ventriloquist.
I do a pretty good impression of myself, yes.
Spot on.
My sister asked me why I don't cut out stuff of me saying that I say, and I'm like, because I would just say it.
Yeah.
So there's no point.
Your family listens to this?
My sister does. Not all the time. Okay. But she was listening a lot.
Do your families listen to this, Chewy?
No, my wife doesn't even listen to this.
She doesn't listen to this?
Nope, never.
My wife listens.
Yeah?
Namaste.
Yeah.
Hi, Mikey.
Well, usually I tell her this was a really good episode and throw it on, and she'll be like, okay, and then she sits down. Like last week, she loved Philip Pendejo.
Oh, fuck. That episode was ridiculous.
It was so bizarre.
So sad I was not here. It was so weird.
Has Aaron Drive ever heard of Philip Pendejo?
No.
Oh, my God.
I think it's Philip Pendejo.
Philip Pendejo.
If his podcast was good, then ours has to be better.
It's a completely different world.
Weird,
trust me.
Man.
Different
weird.
Universe, yeah.
It was weird and strange, and I wasn't sure. And he would be fine with me saying that. He would be like, yes, mission accomplished.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, weird and strange.
Am
I the only one that had the G.G. Allin song stuck in my head
I totally
like a week?
Had the G.G. I was listening to it in the shower. God. And then, like, yeah, it was...
The shower is a good place to listen to that.
Yeah,
you
it is.
Because
you feel dirty.
If you were
going
to,
get it off me.
The chorus.
Yeah. Do you kids know who G.G. Allin is?
I do.
Absolutely.
Oh, God, okay.
Have you seen the best video of him with the... It's the smallest penis I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, my God, no.
Is it the one where he forces oral sex on that chick?
No.
Oh, what?
Oh, that's no.
You haven't seen that?
No.
Jacob. Let me explain.
Yeah, nobody thinks G.G. Allin was a good guy.
I need to explain myself.
No, I was talking about the one where he gets naked and takes a poop and then smears shit all over himself.
Oh, everybody's seen that. Yeah,
he is messy.
His band, the Murder Junkies, came through when I was working at the Zephyr on my comeback tour, and I worked for them. There was only like 5 people in there. At the end, the drummer totally stood up and bent over and stuck his drumsticks in his ass.
And then
threw him into the five audience members.
And did they leave for them or jump out of the way?
Well, they kind of didn't do either.
They were just staring at the drumstick on the ground.
One of the guys in the crowd just took his clothes off and was trying to bump into people and stuff.
Oh my God, man, where was this?
That's a Zephyr Lounge on South Virginia Street.
Oh, God.
Lovely. A sad place. Well, I mean, it's now a sad place, I guess. I don't know.
It's not bad.
It's not bad. They cleaned it up. It's just kind of, it's like a fancy cocktail bar now. Yeah. It's boring.
A lot of good memories there.
It's just boring.
If it was still the same as it was, it'd probably be burned down.
Yeah. The cops
wouldn't have lasted. Yeah. It was about to fall over.
Dude raided it. Yeah.
Oh, fuck. All
right. Well, Rick, let's do a little milder version of the fun worst little quiz.
Yeah, we'll do a short and sweet one.
As you wish, Uncle Nick.
That's right, folks. It's time for the worst little quiz. We're going to ask these underage gentlemen some uncomfortable questions. Character questions to see who they are as people. And we're going to rate, score them and see who wins. Who is the best person at Aaron Drive? Or the worst person? It depends.
Jaden is the worst person.
The best worst little person. We'll
Jaden is the worst person. Well, okay. Jaden's the most annoying person.
True. Oh.
So I will count that as the worst person.
I tell it how it is, okay?
All right. Well, let's start with you, Jaden. And as usual, we'll go around the room, every host and Ian as well. We'll have a question for each person, and then we'll go into rapid fire.
10-4.
All right. My first question would be, on a Hollywood, or not Hollywood, but on a across America road trip movie, who would be your partner on that? It could be anyone throughout history, but no characters. Make it an actor or a politician or
real people.
Whatever. You're real people. Start with Jaden.
Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell. Nice. I like that.
God, that's awful.
I love Will Ferrell. That would be hilarious.
I hope
Excuse me?
I hope Will Ferrell dies in the fire.
Jim Carrey.
All right, listen.
Oh, Jim Carrey's almost as bad.
What do you mean?
God, I weep for the future.
So
okay.
Sterling's was Jim Carrey?
I personally find them annoying.
That was me.
I hear you.
Oh, that was yours.
Yeah. All right, so Zach's okay. Jim Carrey.
Zach's Jim Carrey, okay.
Zach, you want to buddy up and do this, both of them?
Yeah, you guys could just get a convertible.
Yep.
Yeah. Pair, you know. What was your answer, Sterling?
I don't know. Adam Sandler, maybe?
Oh,
Adam
God. Sandler. Yes. You guys like funny
dude,
people.
He's
like,
funny
why is
and
everyone
hot as balls?
Jim Carrey and Will Ferrell?
But as soon as Adam Sandler.
Know, oh, yeah. I'm with you guys good. On the Adam Sandler.
Early Adam Sandler. Okay.
But Adam Sandler was hot. That's why.
SNL.
Excuse me?
All right, Jacob.
First off, I got to say, you guys are in the wrong ballpark. I'm going with my girl, Alexis Texas. Let's go.
Oh. Nice.
No, Zach.
Well, clarify?
No.
Do you want me to clarify?
Oh, probably not. Never mind. No. Nope. Nope.
I don't think you're...
Never mind.
Our audience will
be allowed to know who that is, but...
I don't think that's a real name now that I think about it.
No, you know, it's a family name.
All right, we're going to skip to...
Next question.
Me.
Yeah, Kim.
One of you already answered this, but what was the first album you bought with your own money?
To be honest, kind of a mooch with that stuff. Have you ever bought one
it's
with
the
your
first
own money?
You
absolutely not.
Are you on mic?
Sterling, right. You have.
Absolutely not.
Oh, hey, come on, Jaden.
I keep thinking.
Not over this.
For,
have
been streaming
music
most of their lives.
That's true.
Book of Souls by Iron Maiden. Listen to it once.
Hell yeah.
Oh, okay.
Do you still have it?
I absolutely still have it.
All right.
Listen to it? No.
You only listen to it once? All right, I'm going to take points off for that.
Yeah.
He's still got it, though. He could someday get really into
Don't worry.
It.
I listen to a lot of better stuff.
All right, Sterling?
One of the first ones was, like, Physical Graffiti by Led Zeppelin.
Okay, talking to the mic.
Sorry.
Sterling, to the mic.
All right, and Zach?
The first one.
Your only one.
No. Okay, I've had some before. Yeah, I'm just gonna say Frog Stomp by Silverchair.
I can say I bought a vinyl with my own money. So my first record, yeah, my first album was Nevermind. But the first vinyl I ever bought was, it was either Are You Experienced by Jimi Hendrix or it was Rumors by Fleetwood Mac.
All right, you're winning. Choices. So
yeah,
sorry.
Ha-ha. Sorry, everybody who doesn't know.
You guys suck.
Okay. I don't know.
All right, you have still time to make it up. So, Chewy.
All right. I guess if you could fight anybody in the history of the Earth, who would it be? If you could start a fist fight and fight somebody.
Napoleon Bonaparte.
All right.
Oh, interesting. Fucking
probably someone smaller and weaker than me.
Napoleon would count there.
Exactly. That's why I chose
him. We like specificity.
He only had one arm and he was
somebody
like 5 feet
out because
tall.
Then that tells us what you don't like.
Who's the singer for Blink-182?
Fuck you.
All right. Oh, wait, fight crazy ones? Like,
Tom DeLonge, go ahead and post that.
There's both of them. Take both of them at once. Easy.
All right, Sterling.
I'll probably lose because he was chopping down like trees and stuff with Abraham Lincoln.
Why would you punch Abraham Lincoln?
I don't know. Racist.
You got your history wrong. It was George Washington who chopped down the trees.
Yeah.
Well,
that was a myth.
I bet Abraham Lincoln.
He grew up in a log cabin. Yeah, are we assuming that he built it?
Right. Okay. I guess so. But you know how you know what I'm saying? Like the old story where
Washington.
Yeah.
Why would you punch any of them in the face?
Zach, who's your choice to fight?
I would say Fat Mike if he was not drunk.
All right, listen here.
Oh, we're going to have a band fight.
Okay.
I'm with you, though.
Gotcha. Yeah. Chewbacca, your turn for a big question. Oh, you already did it. Rick, your turn. Sorry.
What is the first show that you ever went to?
Oh, Slayer.
Nice.
Really?
Nice.
Damn.
Yeah.
This was like 2 years ago.
Hey, shut your mouth. Slayer.
Hey, man, Slayer's still a great first show.
Slayer's an awesome show.
Yeah.
Slayer and Anthrax.
Oh, it's there beautiful. You go. Yeah.
It wasn't the band, it was the disease, though.
Was it super violent?
I remember when I was first walking in, there
really
a guy
been
was
to
being,
one, honestly.
Right,
I need to.
You haven't been to one?
He has played them, but he has never been to one.
You've never been to a show?
No.
Like, not even a little show?
Not even Slayer?
I mean, like, if you're talking
about
your
own shows.
Well, if you're talking about, like, local bands, yeah, sure, but, like, you know.
What was the first local band show you ever went to?
Well, our own, with... Yeah. The old band with Jacob and Zach.
Well, you got a lot of fun times ahead of you, buddy.
Yeah. Just so you know.
Next time Slayer comes, go.
No, they're done. They're done.
No, they said they have plenty more shows for 2019. They said that today.
I saw that.
Yeah, get out of your house more. Yeah,
don't smoke so much weed. Even if they're just coming to Sacramento or Salt Lake City, just go
ooh,
see them.
Weed.
Zach?
I'm not happy to say that. I used to love country when I was little.
Sorry, I didn't hear his answer.
I think his name was Aaron Tippin.
Oh, okay.
Like that.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
Well, you get more points than Sterling.
I'm okay with this.
Jacob, did you say?
So, all right, I got two, really. So the first, like, actual show that I ever went to was the first ever Fresh Meat concert at Holland. But the real, like, big band concert that I've ever been to was Blink-182 when I was 15.
Oh, nice.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. It was actually, I
you
met,
got to see
dude,
Descendants,
I
fuck, too.
I met, yeah.
Yeah.
I met
I got
Travis
to see Pennywise.
Yeah. I have a picture of me with Travis Barker, dude. It was
nice.
Fucking
you
badass.
You guys got tons more shows ahead of you.
So many.
I'm a little jealous.
Zach, we've been to so many.
I know, right?
Jaden and I go to
Aftershock.
Can you
imagine getting to see Band for the first time again?
Yeah.
Like, you'll never get to see them for the first time. And these guys do, so good for them.
Yeah.
Okay, yep, so does Ian get one?
Ian gets one, yes.
What was the first instrument you ever bought?
Oh, it's a new one.
Easy. Yeah, great. Go, Zach.
Zach.
Guitar.
Well, like, specifically.
It was a first act, like a. It looked like a Stratocaster ripoff.
Oh, nice.
And it was like the shortest scale possible, and it had a little speaker in it. And it was. I still have it.
That's awesome. Dude, the next time we record an album, you have to bring that in and do a solo with it.
Oh,
yeah.
Not going to
happen. Yeah, we can
mic
it.
No, it's cool now. You don't understand.
It's plastic. It doesn't have inlays.
It's plastic.
It doesn't have inlays.
It doesn't.
That is fucking badass.
It's grunge.
For me, it was a Charvel, because back in the day, it was a pretty expensive
back
guitar.
Charvel guitar.
So at the time, this Christmas, I wanted a go-kart. And then my dad's like, nah, I'm going to get you a guitar. So he kind of got me into playing. So that was my first one.
Oh, are you happy he picked that for you?
You should play it more.
You got a good dad.
Yeah, we don't ever have go-kart
never
people
plays
on this
it.
Podcast. That's true.
Not once.
So. Props to your pops.
Jayden?
Yeah. In 2009 for Christmas, I wanted to learn how to play guitar. So I got a first act acoustic, played it twice, never touched it.
Nice.
And then Sterling and I smashed it in the driveway.
Oh, that was awesome. Aw,
teen angst.
Love that video.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Fun.
Yeah. Wait, you got it on video?
Long lost. Absolutely not.
Okay. That was great.
It's not on YouTube or nothing?
Jacob?
For my 14th birthday, I got like $100 from my dad, and I went out and bought a Epiphone starter kit guitar, and I was like, this is fucking stupid. For that Christmas, I was like, wouldn't it be crazy if I got a drum kit? And my mom's like, hell the fuck no. And my dad was like, well, he has to do something. So he bought me a drum kit. And then,
so rest is history. Dad.
Dude, your dads are awesome.
Yeah, man.
I not to say your moms aren't. But they curse a lot.
I tried to.
Do you think my dad song? Curses more than my mom? I'm not gonna lie.
The first
Zach,
song
your
I
dad is
learned.
A tiny, angry Irish man.
The first song I ever learned on guitar was "Time of Your Life" by Green Day.
Yeah, there you go.
And, nice. And then that's I had these like drumsticks, like someone had given me drumsticks like a while. So I was like, man, I wonder if like I could like learn a beat on like pillows. And I learned "Feeling This" by Blink-182. And that was the first song I ever learned on drums, and I learned it on pillows.
So there you go.
Really?
Before I even owned a drum kit.
That's sweet.
Nice story, young man. You don't get extra points for that, though.
Come on.
I don't know. He's my pick so far. I'm just going to say.
Can Riku get a question?
Okay.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
Cool, Riku.
Yeah.
Riku, don't.
It's pretty
cool
dangerous answer. Territory, Rick.
Riku has some.
You are being escorted to a gas chamber by a clown. Which comedian would you like to be that clown?
This little ghost girl scares me.
You should meet her.
Oh, yeah, she's more
terrifying
in real life.
I wish I could alter the question. Could I bring the clown with me?
No.
No.
Unfortunate.
He's just there to make you feel better before you die.
Because clowns do that.
Who wants to start? Jacob?
Wait, they said comedians, right?
Yeah.
Dave Chappelle.
That would be great.
I'm not going to lie. I know, like, two comedians. Name one of them.
Pick one.
Yeah.
I don't know any comedians.
Exactly. Jim Carrey's a comedian.
Oh, on your to-do comedian. List, learn some comedians.
Yeah, go out and listen to some like quality comedy. Like it'll change your life.
Yeah, wonderful.
Good advice.
Sterling,
I don't really know any comedians either.
Cool.
So Adam like, Sandler.
Homework for both of you.
Adam Sandler would be good.
Adam Sandler. That's the one comedian. I know.
Yeah.
Jaden.
I don't think I'd be the one going in the chamber. No, I'm sure.
Funny guy.
Daniel Tosh. He is me but older.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tosh.
That's not a bad pick.
He's actually funny. So.
All right.
Put him in the gas chamber.
Jaden's pretty funny.
Yeah, he deserves it.
I am Daniel Tosh.
Sorry.
All right, let's do a little rapid fire. Riku, you want to start it?
Yeah, let's give it to Riku.
Come on, Riku, don't fuck up.
Oh, and she can't say anything terrible.
No.
Huh?
Nope.
Oh, well, here we go.
Gay or ginger?
Would you rather be gay or have red hair?
Well, my brother's a ginger, and he's a piece of shit, so.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah,
so you'll go gay.
Yeah. I mean.
It's amazing how many people pick that.
Yeah.
Would you rather have no
really
soul
bad,
or sleep with men?
I'll just say no homo and then it'll be okay.
No. Right.
That doesn't count. All right.
Sterling.
Oh, probably ginger. I'm all right with no soul.
You're out of band now.
Ginger.
Ginger.
Jacob?
I'm going with ginger too.
All right.
All right.
One gay, three gingers.
One gay. Makes sense. All
right. You don't have to live with one, guys.
I don't know if... Okay, so Bob Dylan or Tom Petty?
Ooh.
If you had to live in a world with one or the other, Bob Dylan or Tom Petty?
Tom Petty. Shut up.
One at a time, folks.
Okay, let's go.
I'll go that way.
Tom Petty.
Tom Petty again, yeah.
Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan.
All right.
Totally tied. Okay.
God, I hate Dylan.
Pogs or baseball cards?
I know exactly what pogs are,
man. My sister collected them.
All right, so pogs.
No, I'm going with baseball cards. I'm not a bitch.
Good answer.
I actually have a bunch of my dad's and uncle's old baseball cards from when they were children.
You take care of those, man.
Oh yeah, no, they're locked away.
I actually don't know where they are.
Yeah, they're in my closet.
Baseball cards again.
Yeah, those, baseball cards.
They're not worth anything.
Okay.
They're not.
Rick, did
they
you
are
have
cool
one?
To look at.
And Emmett's.
Oh, would you rather have AIDS or cancer?
Oh.
Cancer.
Really?
Jaden has cancer.
There you go.
Really?
I mean, think about it.
I don't know.
How do you get AIDS? Pretty rad.
How do you get cancer? You live.
It just happens to you. Like.
You know, AIDS is really treatable. Cancer mostly kills you.
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
At least with cancer, you can tell your family.
All right, Riku, that's a good point.
Okay, so.
What was your answer? Sorry.
Cancer.
AIDS.
Cancer.
Jacob?
No.
No.
So have you seen Dallas Buyers Club?
Yes.
All right, listen.
It's a good movie.
Yeah. I don't know. That's hard.
That was a long time ago. They've made advancements.
Yeah, so many advancements.
Johnson lately.
Yeah.
He looks healthy as fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
a good
he's
point.
A long
that's
time.
A good
yeah.
point.
Yeah.
You know
I
what?
Guess, like, South Park episode.
I was going to say cancer because I feel like it'd be like you have a chance.
Yeah, exactly.
But now that you said Magic Johnson, AIDS all the way.
Oh, AIDS
all the way. Magic Johnson. Look at Magic Johnson.
Good long life.
Okay. Two cancers, two AIDS.
All right, I got one. All right, grunge or pop punk? Go.
I'm not a bitch, so grunge.
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 All right.
I know so what you're going to answer.
Wait, no. Listen. My favorite band is pop punk. But
that's
I
what
like,
I thought.
No,
yeah.
But I like more grunge bands than I like pop punk.
Good.
So
okay.
Grunge.
Yeah. Grunge.
So,
okay, grunge.
I'm pop punk all the
you
way.
You go into so much detail.
Dude, they got to know. I can't just be like,
it's a simple question.
I can't betray my fellow fucking losers. You know, I got to let them know what's up.
Right. Loyalty means something, kid. Remember that.
Exactly.
All right, Kim, here you. You,
all right, I'm going to tabulate.
See who you want to win. I'm going to add up my score. We'll see if they match.
Jordan?
I'm not good at math.
Jordan.
Isn't it Jordan?
No, Jacob's
Jacob. Sorry.
Okay, my
I was mixing up Jaden and Jacob.
You know, it's
just
crazy.
Call them what they play.
No, my
all right, Drummer Dungeon.
My sister's
you win.
Jordan. No, it's crazy. So many people call me Jordan, and it's weird because my sister's name is Jordan.
Really?
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's bizarre. All right, well, Drummer wins.
I had that. I saw it coming.
I confirmed Jacob.
Jacob had more points.
Yeah,
Jacob takes the win.
Yeah, Jacob.
Who had the least
Jacob
points?
Jacob wins a Filipendejo sticker.
My
Sterling.
Don't count, but I agree.
Sterling had the least points.
Oh, get wrecked.
Which means you're actually a better person and Jacob's the worst person in here.
Who had the second least?
Well, we're all pieces of shit.
You are all pretty close, so we're all right next to each other and right in each other's pockets. It's a good thing.
And really, come back after you're adults and we'll ask you the real questions.
Oh, God, you'll be so embarrassed.
Can we get one of the real questions?
No.
Please,
no,
just, one of them.
No.
I feel like we all could have some pretty decent answers.
I mean, I bet you do.
Oh, yeah, you would.
We can't do it.
But we will look bad.
Yeah,
that has nothing to do with you.
We all consent.
I would like to be able to record you guys again without your parents needing to be here for it.
Well, can you just ask me? My parents don't watch.
My mom won't listen.
We don't need to know your porn search history right now.
Yeah, no, that's not what we need to know.
Homemade. Amateur. Homemade.
We get a lot of new listeners, too.
It's homemade. I like homemade. Come on. Ask me some hard questions.
We said we don't need to know.
No.
Come on.
Let's hear a song. Let's hear a song. Yeah. Music sounds good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, we're gonna play Burn.
I should tune because it's.
It's been a while.
That was good, guys. Thanks.
Why is this always on tune?
I picked you because of pop punk. I'm sorry.
Quick thing.
Oh, yeah.
I would like to change one of my answers from the beginning.
Oh.
Rush is in my top three.
Ooh, Rush is good.
Does that change the final word? Does he now win?
You already won, dude. Oh, no. Was that you?
That was me.
Oh, okay. Zach.
You were close.
Zach. They gave you a couple more points.
Lovely.
On my side. I don't know.
Zach.
But not close enough to win.
I'll give you a Sit Kitty Sit sticker. All right. But only if you promise to actually look up who they are.
Oh, yeah.
When they're young, they got soft heads.
All right. Huh? Ready?
Jacob!
We'll be right back.
Norwegian. I That's what you got one. To say.
What?
Are you guys Norwegian?
You guys should try to look and see if you could find the music of some old Reno bands called Sprout and Orange Peel.
Yeah.
I think you'd love them.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was reminding me of Dale a little bit. Totally. Yeah, yep. From Sprout. Yep.
Were they on the podcast?
No, they were never on the podcast. No.
See what we do here on the podcast. This is very important.
Yeah, if we had had a podcast back then,
Nick was in Sprout. They would have been. So he's really? Technically been on the podcast.
Oh, yeah. Damn. Is this a good time? Is this a good time to talk about what we do?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it. This is what we do every week.
What we do every week is we record and archive Reno music for generations to come, and we are in our eighth year. So this is our eighth season, more than 320-something episodes. So you guys will be archived, and everybody will be able to look back on Aaron Drive. No matter where you guys end up or what, you guys could become big famous rock stars, and then you'll probably pay us to take this down.
It's going to be a lot of money.
Or you could go to different bands or whatever. You'll always be able to come back and have a snapshot of where you guys were at this point in your life and,
awesome.
And musically.
That's really
and we
cool.
have that for so many other bands, over 300 bands at least, you know, that we've recorded. So if you guys are interested at all, our listeners, in supporting us, go to patreon.com/worstlittlepodcast and you can support us on our Patreon.
That's right.
Yep.
Help Rick pay the bills, because we do this for free. We give the bands the recordings for free every week, and we've done it forever, and we will continue to do it. But with your support, it would be a lot easier. So thanks. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so don't forget, you guys, after this is all done, if you like the way it sounds, contact me and I'll send you the files.
All right, awesome.
Of the songs chopped out.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. We should come back in like 5 years.
You should come back in 5 years. Absolutely. We do that a lot too, and it's really interesting. I have we just booked Evil Ash.
Oh, cool.
For September. We love them very much.
Do we?
And what?
I haven't heard of them yet.
Oh, Evil Ash?
Yeah.
They've been on the podcast. You
have
not seen them? Yeah, they have.
Rick.
But it's been a while. It's been a while. And
I must have missed that show.
No, it's good, but like we do that. Like we'll book bands, you know, a year or two after their appearance.
They come in with their new stuff. It's
awesome. And then you can kind of compare and you're like, oh man, you guys have made some progress. You can really see the growth of a band and personal growth.
Well, we'll do it in 2 years, so these fools will be 18.
Do it in a couple years.
Kick their ass in the adult game, you know?
Yeah, do it.
It's a good way to get a free EP recorded.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. It is good.
Yeah.
Thanks for bringing him in, Ian.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad, glad to have him.
Glad to be here.
Do you guys have a show coming up?
We're trying to get one.
Yeah.
It's easier now having some music to.
If somebody heard this and wanted you to play their place, how would they contact you?
We have Facebook, we have Instagram. I have our email on all of those.
Cool.
And it's Erin Drive.
Yeah.
Right?
Is that like an actual street you guys are familiar with? Is that in Sparks, maybe?
We
covered this in the beginning. They practice on Erin Drive.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And they named your band that.
That's cool. That's
Do
cool
you
name.
Still practice on Erin Drive?
No.
No, you used to.
That was a while ago.
That's how you find your porn name, right? Is like the street that your band practiced on.
Like your first dead dog.
Your first pet.
Or
your first pet and the first street you lived on.
That your band practiced on. Right.
About these 17-year-olds.
Sassy J Street is my
name. Sassy J Street.
Yeah. I think mine's Gypsy
Grizzly
Nelson.
Templeton is mine.
Grizzly Templeton? That's just a great name for you.
That's a badass name.
Oh, not just a badass name, it's a good name for Ian.
That's a good name.
I'm Maximilian Iroquois.
Missy Russell.
Damn.
Good ass name.
How does that work so well?
It's strong.
I don't know, but it
shouldn't,
does.
But
it's
it does.
It's so good.
So there's a game you can play with your friends later when you leave.
Just not with us.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
All right.
Should we?
Let's get to wrapping it up. But did you have some stuff coming up this weekend?
I do have some things. What do you have first?
Let me think. What is the next show? Roxy Colley is going to be opening up for Basha and.
Oh, man, that's right.
Some other touring acts over at Shays on September 7th, I believe.
Okay, cool.
That
bad.
I got People with Bodies, so I will have the podcast out hopefully in time, but if not, whatever. People with Bodies is actually playing 89.1 Live. I really want People with Bodies to come play on the show, which is why I'm saying this.
That's a local station. They play all, yes. Like, all local music.
Mm-hmm. Yes, correct. They do.
No, they, well, they play... They regularly play local music, but in between that, they play really awesome music that isn't local, too.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So yeah, really great music.
It's fucking a really great station.
And if you want your music played on NV89 and you have an album out now, just go to NV89.com and follow the links and submit your stuff.
I have the website literally on my phone.
Yeah, submit it. Submit your stuff. They will play it. And, awesome. Yeah,
the Expo, too.
Yeah, and they both will. They're wonderful. Former intern Jamie. Actually, is
Jamie's the best.
Jamie is the best. She's
she sounds
DJ
cool
there.
On the radio. She's
she
actually
does
that
sound,
cool.
She sounds so
in
good.
Real life.
She is real cool.
She made my wedding cake at my
wedding. Did she really?
Oh,
very talented. And played second base for me back in the old days.
Dude, our local
you went to second base.
So I gotta say,
she played second, and I played first.
I couldn't.
Oh,
I don't want to know about that.
Okay,
you're what?
Sexually.
So then we've got also okay. So Thursday, welcome the Reverend Rory Dowd to headquarters as their official.
Oh,
welcoming
yeah.
party. So,
that's cool.
Head to headquarters mm-hmm. bar if you're over 21. And then Jenny Ojibwe. I know I'm saying that wrong, but also
Jenny Ojibwe.
Former intern. And she's fucking amazing.
She's
they,
you guys,
they have started playing
JoJo.
Her music
it's
on
Mofo JoJo.
89.1. Yeah. Holy
she's
fuck.
Awesome.
Holy
She's so amazing.
I will be there Friday.
Dude, her CD is so awesome. It's
so she's
going to
be there with Britt Straw
and, that's
and
available
Kayla
on,
Meltzer.
That's also available on Spotify now.
Is it? Jenny is?
JenniOjibwe.
You got it right. Yeah, it's kind of hard to find. But yes, I will link that on the
And Ojibwe is a tribe
blog.
Of Native Americans. That's where that word comes from.
It's not actually her last name.
I wouldn't
is
say
that. That. Her, oh. Is that her porn star name?
I can't. It's the street that she grew up on and her first pet.
That's my dog, Jamie.
Then we have our good friends at Slovenly Records, Slovenly Rock and Roll Dance Party. This Saturday, we've got Treat'em at the Nugget Rib Cook-Off.
Treat'em!
Our good friend Treat'ems. We fucking love those guys.
God damn, I love them.
Mason Fry, all of them. We also have Sunday Dirty Rugs plus Ma'am, which is Mason Ate My Mustache, which is Mason Fry and Joshua Kaiser of Silver.
Of Silver,
doing
right.
their Rad. Little crazy thing, inside joke.
Yeah.
Whatever.
You can look that up on a previous podcast entitled.
Yes.
Were they? Was it Mustache?
Was it Mason Ate My Mustache? But it was Luck Woman Mustache.
Luck Woman
That's
Mustache.
The one. It was
look
the
it up on
episode.
On
That's
little
right.
podcast.
The Silver episode,
That's right.
yeah.
And they'll tell you all about that.
Other than that, we've just got some good end of Burning Man parties. Yeah. Good luck to everybody out there. I hope you have a great time in the dust. I miss it. I miss you guys, and I want to be out there so
dirty
bad.
Dirty fucking hippies.
I love the dirty hippies. Shut up.
They're pretty
rad.
There's a couple things jealous. Happening in a few weeks that I want to mention really quick.
Yeah.
Friday, September 14th at the Robert Z. Hawkins Amphitheater at Bartley Ranch, Seedless Tendency, who has been on the show, and Jelly Bread.
That's a big-ass show.
It's going to be fucking, like, funky, amazing bullshit. And to get tickets for that,
making some money. That place is awesome,
dude. That is
venue.
Such a great amphitheater, and it was
a bar.
I think it was already half sold out. So you go to eventbrite.com, eventbrite.com, and search Music Mothership Launch, right? LAUNCH, right.
Okay.
Music Mothership, and it'll pop up, and that's how you get tickets because you better get tickets before they sell out.
And I'll make sure I link it so you guys can just go.
Yeah, Jelly Bread's amazing.
And dude, they're
really seasoned. Yeah. Musicians,
way good party music.
High professional quality, and I got to record them once, and they're really cool dudes.
Nice.
A couple black dudes in that shit.
A couple
too.
Black dudes in that shit too.
That's where
I knew that.
That's
was
where
coming.
That sample comes from. As soon as I saw Jelly Bread was on the thing, I was all, "Oh, Nick!"
It's like a bust out the old white dude sample.
Where's the ghost?
And then the other thing I want to mention, Goldie Hawn, the amazing Goldie Hawn from back in the day. I don't know how many of you remember Goldie
she's
Hawn.
Hot.
What's she doing? Where?
It's not the woman.
Her
it's the local band.
Oh, man.
The local band Goldie Hawn.
I'm sure they're fine.
I don't actually
they're,
know them.
No, oh, they're fucking hella fun, and they're amazing.
Weren't those
and,
dudes from Dump Your Boyfriends?
They're playing with
somebody.
Yes, it is Dump
really?
Your Boyfriends related.
Seriously?
And the lead singer is the brother of Kevin Dunn.
Ah.
Rad.
I don't want to sell Daryl as the brother of Kevin Dunn because Daryl is his own man.
That's true.
In his own right.
And
his own.
His band,
and
Goldie Hawn.
This day and age, I'm sure they're better than the real Goldie Hawn.
Yeah, oh, fuck yeah. Are you kidding me? I don't want to spend the night with her. I'd love to spend the night with these dudes.
We'll spend the night with her back in 1972.
Oh, yeah.
You are so gay.
So, but they are live at the Saint Wednesday, September 22nd at 9 p.m. And they're playing with Nothing to Lose. And speaking of Kevin Dunn, Lysol Toast.
Nice. Oh, Kevin Dunn. We need to get them back on.
New
we
band.
Need to get them rebooked. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The brothers so, yeah.
We need to get
done.
Lysol Toast on here.
And Dan Steinmetz. So
yes.
If you want to, that's
awesome.
So,
Dan.
I haven't seen that yet.
Dan's
but
a brother.
Everything that they do is fucking amazing. So that's going to be awesome.
Yeah, they were on a podcast together at another time, and it was pretty rad.
Yeah, what was that?
I don't know if rad's the word.
It was dark.
It was entertaining.
All
it was.
To it.
That was a. I don't think we should call attention to that.
Okay, my bad.
So I got one more thing. I've got one more actually really
Season
important
one.
Thing that I want to kind of want to end this on is. On September 8th at Craft Wine is Turn It Around, the Story of East Bay Punk, which is a short film about the origins of punk rock in the East Bay and San Francisco and stuff. And special guest Kevin Seconds will be playing. So, I have been posting it on the Worst Little Podcast Facebook page. I'll put it on this blog. Deb Conrad is raising money to pay for... Kevin Seconds and to rent chairs and stuff like that. And tickets are only $5. So go on to the GoFundMe.
Mm, that sounds good. I'm going to
throw him $5. It'll be a really good show. It'll be a really good movie.
That,
Kevin Seconds
playing. One thing, too, or is that it?
Huh?
No, I just wanted to bring up one thing. When I was younger, like you guys, we used to do this thing where we'd pull up behind shopping carts in our cars in a shopping, a parking lot. And just start driving real fast, and then hit the brakes, and then the shopping cart would just take off. Just want to let you guys know that's not cool. Don't do it.
Why not?
Because I was your age once, too, and I used to do shit like that, and it was awful.
Why?
They're going to totally do this after
especially,
the show
especially don't point it towards somebody's car.
Oh, okay.
Never.
Right. Definitely
if you do
it,
if you, I'm saying it's a big if. If you do it. Do it at a piece of sagebrush or something.
Okay.
All right.
But don't do it.
On the backs of that, I also want to point out that when I was younger, a lot of my friends would do that thing where you put your two forearms together and lay a cigarette in between the two so that there's a cigarette burning on your two forearms pushed together and then hold it like that to see who pulls away first as a game of chicken.
Please
and,
tell me kids are smarter now.
Well,
don't
no, I just want to say that
stupider.
Not only is that really stupid, but every
they
person,
eat Tide
whenever
Pods
you see
now.
An older person,
yeah, absolutely.
When you see an older person that has a burn up their arm forever in that spot, just know that they were that stupid when they were a kid at a party.
Wow. Don't be dumb. Yeah.
Don't be dumb.
Some
that's
real,
awful.
This is some real deep words.
Don't
of
eat Tide Pods
happening.
Either, guys.
Yeah, don't do it.
Oh God,
I think that's over.
Is that over?
Okay,
good.
Well, you know, actually eat Tide Pods.
Darwin is. Will just get take care of that naturally,
yes.
Right?
Yeah,
you're still
him,
here,
yes.
Rick, so
Show
I don't
all the
know.
Idiots.
Like,
just let him do it. Show
You've
them.
Been burning your forearms. And like,
I never.
Still here.
I saw a guy. Although we did one time brand a friend with a brand made out
nice.
Of a coating.
Oh, nice.
Back
and,
in the day. So, yeah.
Zach Bale.
We watched Suburbia a lot.
Were they
so.
Still your friend afterwards?
Oh yeah, I still talk to him today. Oh. He covered it up with a nice tattoo.
Did you brand yourself, or it was just a one person?
That's stupid. I was high, but I'm like.
Okay. All right. Well.
All right. Should
well,
we have another song and wrap
right.
this baby
right.
up?
Yeah.
Wait.
Doesn't hurt when you do it.
Do
hurts
we have,
afterwards.
Do we have closing statements from?
Closing statements.
Do you have any closing statements?
Well, yeah. What say ye, Aaron Drive?
Fat Mike is not a douchebag.
Fuck you, Jaden. That's yeah. my closing statement is fuck Jaden.
Yeah. There we go.
Okay. Oh, right. Sterling, you got some.
I don't know. I enjoy playing in this band. It's fun.
Hey, there we okay. go.
Aww, that was heartwarming.
Yeah.
That was when you go around the table for Thanksgiving and you're like, I'm thankful for all of you guys.
Thanks for letting us record here and be on this podcast.
Yeah, thanks for being
here. You're welcome.
It's good to see you. It's not an easy town. You know, a lot of venues are 21 and older.
Yeah.
It's hard to get shows here.
So. You'll get
it. Try going at Holland.
This you can only play Holland so
one.
Many times.
We and
played
it was on a Holland. Wednesday night, and there was 10 people.
Mm. Well, keep at it.
Not even.
Welcome to Reno.
Yeah.
That doesn't
change.
It doesn't matter.
And we played at Jub Jubs. We opened for a band called Otherwise.
Oh, nice.
We sucked.
That
was a good show, but there was 50 people, maybe.
Yeah, they were just
getting
what?
What are you talking about?
That's
a
good
huge
that's
place
a good
to
get
hell yeah.
In the big room,
sure.
In the big room, you're like,
small room.
You're all spread
can't
out.
Go in the small room.
Nobody's coming up front.
Just
I hate
keep playing
that.
For you.
Yeah, this
just
is our
keep
lives
getting
now,
better.
So.
And,
keep
practicing,
and when you can't go to those bars, you'll kick ass even more.
All we do is
play your own basement shows.
And when you're playing for two.
That's right, abs fucking lootly.
When you're playing for two people, play like you're playing for 1,000.
Yeah.
Because that means a lot to us.
Because then those two people will go out and hey, man, these guys
fucking killed it, tell all their friends about you.
And then we have a
Then you have a following. Like, well, that's how it starts.
The bassist really liked us. He was. They were all really cool.
We used to play at the Elbow Room Bar.
Oh, yeah, okay, Sparks, nice. Right?
Yeah, but then they got a new manager. It was always kind of a shitty...
I've never been there, but I've heard of some...
But it was all right.
It was cool. Always switching from, like, oh, yeah, you can play here. Oh, never mind, no, you can't. Right. No, you just can't.
We've done a couple shows
over
cycle.
Those were
fun.
Kids, it's hard. Not kids, but, like, it just depends on, like, the cabaret license and stuff they have. Like, if you're allowed to be under 21 or 18 or whatever, like, to do it. I think it'll be better when you're 18, too. I think once you're 18, you're a technical adult and responsible for yourself, that kind of thing, you know. And then the cabaret license will cover you. So just keep doing it. I like Nick's idea. Basement shows.
Yeah.
That's where it's at. Just play for yourself.
You guys, yeah, absolutely. And find places to throw all age shows.
Exactly.
Holland seems to be one of the best places.
Yeah. Holland is wonderful.
But don't be limited to it. Like, get creative. And if a pizza parlor is like, yeah, you can have a show here or something.
Yeah. Do it.
Play do it. Yeah. Get another killer band you, and they'll bring their friends and. You know. Also, Merry Anarchy, I'll hit you guys up. We're gonna do
you guys would be great.
Some friends
do
that. Yeah. The last one.
The under 21 set on Saturday will start the show off. So it goes from like Riku to another maybe acoustic person, and then to the bands, and then eventually.
Yeah. You can meet the real Riku.
It's a 2-day festival. But we've been having...
It's coming up in December.
We've been open to the kids playing on Saturday in the daytime before it gets all crazy down there.
It's so fun.
For a few years now, and it's been gathering steam, so we have a few bands that we like to try to get every year just to show that we want the kids to keep playing music, you know, and that we support... anyone doing it, no matter what your age is. So,
Merry Anarchy was awesome.
That's right. Riku's played like 7 of them or something.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Bitch.
All right, you guys. Well, Aaron Drive, you're going to take us out with a song.
Absolutely.
Would you guys let me do a little self promotion real quick?
Yeah, go for it.
Shameless.
Go for it.
So, if you guys like what you hear from their Aaron Drive's EP, you can get a hold of me at washozephyrstudios.wixsite.com/home. There's links there so you can get in contact with me and we can figure something out to get you recorded.
And that's Ian, awesome. Everybody.
Hell yeah!
So, Washoe Zephyr, WASHOEZEPHYR, studios, .wixsite.com.
And Ian is fucking amazing. And he's fun to work with, right? He wasn't a prick after I left.
Oh no, he was awesome.
Okay. Get all power trippy after.
Oh yeah, no, it was totally like, you guys got to do it again, or I'm gonna. Oh, you don't know what I'm gonna do.
A vein in his forehead.
Exactly. Are you their manager?
No, not in any like official capacity.
Or like a wrestling manager.
Right. Listen, brother.
You're going to come down and you're going to see Aaron Drive snap into a Slim Jim.
Oh, my God. Please tell me you marked that.
You guys need a hype, Manny. All right, guys. Let me say goodbye. For Rory, who could not be here, for Dogwater Dick, for Ian, for Cadillac Kim, for Chewbacca.
Don't forget Brandon.
And Brandon, who was here earlier. And for Aaron Drive, I'm your host, Nick Ramirez, this week. I'm your host, and hopefully Rory will be back next week to be loud and in charge. And thanks for listening. Life is short. We love you. All that stuff. Take it away.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass. Hide it from
comes to this. You think the ones are full, but you're born to blame. I don't know where you're going, but I'm leaving today.
Nobody ever listens to me.
See, I do microphone.